Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So we were going to clean up that whole homelessness thing, and then this thing hit.
That's right, and it's compounded this thing. What we have is, what was the last estimate, about 150,000 plus homeless throughout the state, and a good deal of them are concentrated in the Bay Area, especially in San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and along Alameda County's industrial corridors. Now, it was a problem before. Anybody that was driving around, it was a problem. But now it's a compounded problem because this is a health group that is usually on the edge, that has respiratory problems, and could, in fact, become a breeding ground or a spreading ground for their coronavirus. The issue is, how do you deal with that at the same time you're trying to deal with the virus on the mass scale? And so far, it's been pretty much a deadlock game.
You know, Phil, we've talked so many times over the years about that very visible set of homeless encampments. It just sprawled all over near the Home Depot store in Oakland, near High Street and the 880 freeway. Happened to be in that neighborhood yesterday and realized it's worse than ever. There's been nothing done. Oakland officials had made a brave statement a few weeks ago before all of this coronavirus thing landed on us that they were going to empty those encampments out, clean things up. Well, obviously, that's not going to happen now. And I can only imagine the fear among public health officials of the sort of unsanitary conditions in these encampments if one person gets infected.
Well, it's if one person gets infected, but you also, as you said, the unsanitary conditions in the camp to begin with, are they breeding something else that's going to make things even worse? But look, realistically, here's our situation, and we're seeing it very clearly in San Francisco as well. I was just in the Tenderloin yesterday, and for example, okay, what we said is, look, while this is going on, we don't have any more beds, or we're limited to beds in our shelter system, and we've got to get people homeless or people who are in the hospital out of the hospital so we can get those beds. So they pretty much said, we're not taking new, but we're not going to be tossing anybody out until we get more space. So they're allowing more tents to go up, Stan. They're just saying, try to keep them 6 feet apart. So in parts of San Francisco, tents are spreading up all up and down the sidewalks, 6 feet apart, maybe. Sometimes they get closer. But let's say now they're saying, okay, look, we're going to try to move some of those people into big new shelters because we can't keep, in order to keep social distancing. You know, that 6 foot limit is hitting everything from transit to the homeless. You got to set them up in Moscone Center, a huge auditorium. San Francisco has one of the biggest homeless programs in the country, and they're having a time getting that set up and getting it staffed. Because it's one thing when the governor tells Alameda County or Oakland, I'm going to set up a deal with hotels or motels and make space available to you in empty hotels. They've still got to staff them, Stan. They've still got to get people and the meals. They've got to get the services down there. And they've got to do it at a time when workers are being told to stay 6 feet apart from each other. So getting anything done right now is twice as difficult as it was before, and we're facing twice the problem.
Well, you know, we hear that San Diego, for example, has managed to get a few people into hotel lodging. Is it not doable here? What's the holdup? And we've only got a few seconds left here on this, Phil.
The holdup is the reality of who you're dealing with. We have gotten some of the homeless into hotels in San Francisco, but remember, they need more than a hotel room. They need psychiatric care, possibly. They need health care. They need security. They need a whole wealth of other things that the normal person going, or with normal living circumstances, going into a hotel would be challenging. This is three times as challenging, and it's presenting itself at a time when we are really really grappling for it. And Stan, it is tough. You might have a few going into hotels, but we're not going to get near the number we need.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.